Welcome to Politics Ohio on WISO. I'm Emily McCord, and today I'm joined by Martin Gottlieb. He's on the editorial staff of the Dayton Daily News. Thanks for being here.
Thank you.
It seems like almost every other commercial these days is political ads, and you wrote an article this week kind of expressing your thoughts on how we should view political ads. Can you explain a little bit?
Sure. You know, it used to be that almost every election, a week or two before the election, we would write an editorial saying, in this last week, just don't pay any attention to political ads, especially don't pay any attention to new ones. They've been concocted to only air when it's too late for the other side to respond, and so the charges are particularly subject to distrust. But we have found lately that so many people are voting early that it's always the last minute for some in a certain sense. And so we have started paying more attention to them early. And what happens when you pay attention to them is that you just find all kinds of nonsense, and you we report that and try to warn people about it. And after a while, we get tired of just complaining about it. And so this year, we just said best to just treat them as entertainment.
NPR also did a story this week talking about how some outside groups are contributing lots and lots of money to political ads. They did a story on one station alone in Pennsylvania, and it was over $100,000 to one station. Is this the same type of thing that's happening here in Ohio?
Oh, yeah, it's happening all over the country. It's partly the result of a constitutional decision made by the Supreme Court earlier this year. The Supreme Court has struck down very longstanding rules about what corporations may and may not do in the realm of campaign spending. One thing they still may not do is give large, unlimited amounts to individual candidates. But they can run their own ads, and they can contribute to other organizations that are running ads, and those kinds of organizations are springing up. The Chamber of Commerce is into this more than it's ever been. And, you're gonna be seeing more and more of that.
Is this outside spending, is it benefiting one political party over another?
Well, so far all the indications are that it's benefiting the Republicans more than the Democrats. Now, part of that has to do with the fact that it's generally seen as a Republican year. Republicans seem to be more motivated, more angry. But also, when you're talking about corporate money, it's always tended to go to the Republicans. That doesn't mean the Democrats don't get any. But this year, so far, they are really struggling. They found that even some of their traditional sources of money, like George Soros, the philanthropist billionaire, have not been there so far. There have been hopes that they might materialize later, but some of the liberals just have not been nearly as aggressive as they were most specifically in 2008.
What are some of the most outrageous ads that you've been seeing in Ohio?
Well, I guess it's all in the eyes of the beholder, but there was a big flap about the Republican candidate for treasurer, state treasurer, Josh Mandel, running ads about the incumbent Democrat, Kevin Boyce, who is black. That seemed to a lot of people to imply that Boyce is a Muslim, which is not true, and that keep using the word mosque over and over again. And that ad has now come down. It's not being shown anymore, but it's not clear that they took it down out of criticism or that it just ran its course. But at a certain point, Kevin Boyce responded with an ad that emphasizes that he is, in fact, a Christian. Fairly odd thing to be discussing in the context of a race for state treasurer, but that's what it's come to. The Democrats have also gone after the Republicans, including both Kasich and Rob Portman, the Senate candidate, on trade issues and accusing them of losing Ohio jobs by supporting various trade treaties. Of course, those are treaties that were promoted by Democratic presidents and generally supported by a lot of Democrats, opposed by a lot of Democrats, too. And so there's no question that both parties play the game.
What effect do these ads have on the actual outcomes of elections?
You know, it used to be that the assumption was if you go on television, you're catching everybody. You're hitting the American people. You're finding them. That whole assumption has been very much undercut by recent developments. The fact that we see so many television stations that it's hard to find any particular viewers or any large number of viewers. The fact that people have DVRs or even mute buttons on their remotes and can turn off the sound or skip over the commercial entirely. And I think also the fact that people have just become very cynical about political ads. Every indication is that an awful lot of money is wasted on political ads. The politicians, the candidates, they all want to do it. They're afraid of not putting up the ads. But the evidence that they really help is complicated, and they probably help in some kinds of races more than others. Probably not very much in high-profile races, in a race for governor or senator, where people have so many other sources of information. And much has been made of the fact over the years that generally speaking, the better funded candidates win, but that's typically been, I think, more because people like to contribute to somebody who's going to win so that the money sort of predicts who's going to win rather than determining who's going to win.
Martin Gottlieb is on the editorial staff of the Dayton Daily News. Thanks so much for being here.
Okay, thank you.